This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There have been lots of stories here and elsewhere about retail and how Amazon and the like are turning things upside down. But it's more than just e-commerce that's reshaping the retail economy. REI made its name selling outdoor recreation equipment. They've got about 150 stores, billions of dollars in sales, a chunk of which is coming through re-commerce, rentals and used gear becoming a bigger part of their business. Eric Arts is the CEO of REI. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai. I appreciate you having me.
Do me a favor, would you, as a way to get going here, and tell me about this thing that y'all are working on a lot lately called the circular economy. And more to the point, tell me why.
Well, it goes back to the consumer, Kai. And what we see today with our consumers is a changing set of values in that they're less interested in buying stuff and accumulating more things. And they're really interested in more entry points into the outdoors, more accessible points into the outdoors, and frankly, more sustainable options in their life. I think this, you know, re-commerce engine is a continuing part of that story.
What's the forward guidance, if you will, on re-commerce as a percentage of your business? Do you envision REI going all the way to, 95-100% re-commerce and new gear is just not what you do?
Well, we're preparing for an eventual day. None of us know when, but the possibility that a majority of gear purchases will come through something other than a full price transaction. Mm-hmm. So renting used event discounted products. So that's the world we're preparing for.
Dig into the spreadsheet for me, though, on sort of the cellular level and help me understand whether or not you are cannibalizing the new equipment sales with all these rentals, or is it all a wash and you're just kind of riding the wave of the future here?
Well, I'll go back to our purpose, Kai. We're very focused on not the, to your point, cellular level of profitability and transaction or even cannibalization. We're interested in getting you out, making those points of access and the on-ramp into the outdoors much easier.
It occurs to me, though, that in getting people outside with the re-commerce model, what you're actually doing, either serendipitously or intentionally, is getting them back into the store. Because if they rent a tent, they have to go in and pick it up, and then they bring it back. And then if they want to do it again, they're in the store again. And who knows, maybe they pick up a, you know, $5 trail map or, you know, whatever, right?
Yep, you've hit on the life cycle concept that we lean into in a powerful way. And those that engage in re-commerce generally end up being probably twice as valuable as a normal transaction-only customer. So we're enriching their experience. We're building our relationship. We're leaning into our expertise, and they value that.
So let me poke you in the eye for a little bit. What you all are doing, and not just you, right, but North Face and Patagonia and you know, everybody else are commercializing the great outdoors for profit. And how do you reconcile the, and this is hyperbolic, but how do you reconcile the beating that the great outdoors takes with your gear against your stated mission of trying to be conscientious about what you're doing with your gear?
Well, at REI, we're very focused on giving back. So we give back over 70% of our profits every year to the people that care about the outdoors. That goes to our members, that goes to our employees, and that goes to the communities that we serve. But, you know, I would say, Kai, this is equally about enlightening a life outdoors for our customers as well, because we know and we believe that people that participate, people that recreate, will care for the places that they recreate. Mm. So, you know, the other element of this re-commerce conversation is, you know, it's not only right to do from a customer perspective, but it's right to do from a planet perspective as well.
Eric Arts, he runs REI. Eric, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.